That's the song.
I do remember that.
What I find crazy is we're talking about chips by people just joining us. I go, some of the scenes they were building, freeways and stuff. That's where they shot it because there was nobody on those freeways.
Right. Same as with the movie Speed in 96. The 101 hadn't been built yet, or the 110. The 101.
Yeah, 101. No, 101's been around.
It's 110. It's the 110 that goes from like the airport through like Southern. And that's where they shot that whole movie, is because it wasn't in use yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, but that's the thing, is like, I even messaged you guys that about Westworld, is that I constantly look, just because once you've lived in LA, every single thing you'll notice it, like, wait a minute, they're going down that street. And all of a sudden now, wait, they're down Long Beach. What the hell? How'd they get there? Like, it's just, or you'll just know things. You know?
Well, I hate when they say a show's filmed in San Diego and you go, that's not San Diego. That's fucking LA.
Yeah.
Fucking Spanos.
Well, officially, welcome to the Ramblecast RCAD, filming live in San Diego.
Yes.
And across
the country. It says it right there behind Jack that we're in San Diego.
Right. Yeah. Chris, you good?
I'm good. Wow. Now.
He went with the 80s headphones. I mean, look at those things. Those things are huge. It's like the kid from E.T.
You know? Is that where you used to work at the airport?
These are my my gaming headphones. These are my surround sound headphones.
Go this way, plane. Go this way.
Yeah. So
go that way.
My AirPods just decided to be
made in China.
Not working.
Fucking Apple.
My batteries were low on mine, so I had to remove my old school.
Piece. So I wore them all day today. I've been on conference calls all day long, and I plugged them in probably around 5 o'clock. And the battery has not gone up at all.
That's what she said. The battery, it hasn't gone up.
Oh, like, yeah.
You got to
pump it up.
Yeah. You know, Chris, I'm glad that you joined us on Owen and Brews last night. It was great having you. You were pretty quiet most of the night.
Yeah, I was pretty silent.
But I think one of the jokes that you really, really missed was we were discussing R2 and C-3PO and how C-3PO backs himself up into R2.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh really?
Yeah. Like, think about it.
Kind of like a goat?
Like a sheep.
Or sheep, rather?
I don't know what you're thinking about, greatest of all time. Goat. So, anyway. I was going with a C-3PO R2-D2 joke, but yeah. You had to take it back to sheep.
I never got the goat. It took me like 2 years. I finally had to ask someone, what the fuck is the goat? The goat is
greatest of all time, man.
Yeah, and it took me a while. Don't feel bad, Jack.
I get that. Now. I go, why are we calling Tom Brady a goat?
I'm with you, too.
Because on Survivor, the goat is the bad player.
It's the same as like the first time I heard someone say, we're going to the ship. I'm like, what ship are you talking about? Like
championship, man.
I get it now. But it's like, what, you're just too fucking lazy to say championship. You should go, I'm going to the ship.
Well, I told the story before. Played hockey with this guy when I first came to Raleigh, and he was a terrible player. Just literally terrible. And he goes, yeah, he goes, you know, I injured myself in the show. I go, what show? He goes, talk about the NHL. I'm like going, you played in the NHL? He goes, yeah, I tore up my knee. That's why my skills have eroded. I go,
wait, he referred to his career in the NHL as the show?
The show.
Does he not know that that's like trademarked by PlayStation? That it's
I don't
MLB,
know.
The show?
It's nicest guy in the world, but I've had the pleasure of playing with ex-NHL players and minor league hockey players. And that have been hurt, and they're old. They don't just lose their skill,
right?
This guy clearly was in dreamland. He was terrible.
Does he teach pond hockey now to a bunch of inner city kids?
I think he does. Yeah.
is his last name Bombay?
Yeah. He was killer in Pee Wee hockey. Got to give a tryout because he was killer at 11. Yeah, it's a believable story. And of course, when I like the skating scene where he's off, you know, and he's like 6'4" all of a sudden,
right?
You know, because anyway,
can we talk about this shit?
Well, you look good,
bro.
Really, yeah. Really into your hair.
You're straight late '90s right now, dude. Yeah,
I think I have you.
I like it. Is that
you look like you got J hair?
Yeah,
a couple more more weeks here, and I could.
You ever heard of shampoo?
I got my headphones on, but if I take these off, and when I get a Sherman, I got almost full beetle cut now, just like very, very revolver looking.
So we're gonna have three people bitching about their hair.
Jack, what do you think of this look, Jack?
If I had hair, I wouldn't go with it. But that's just me because it looks.
You got the like Wolverine look now. Yeah,
shine Wolverines. Yeah,
it's a Bart Simpson look. Isn't it?
All right, I'm gonna try. I'm doing this in reverse. I'm like looking at myself on the screen. It's spinning. Hang on.
Makes for great podcasting.
It does.
Excellent stuff. My wife recently cut our dog's hair, and she.
And now he has three legs.
I appreciate what she did as far as like taking care of the dogs because they were looking worse than what Chris is right now. But then like what ended up happening, and I'm pulling up these photos now here so that we can kind of take a look at how bad they are. Let's see if I can
almost Ace Ventura like.
You need the full yeah.
Alrighty then.
You know, I was reading one of the most stupid Facebook posts the other day about, oh, wow.
Oh,
wow.
Shit. This is my dog. Look at how sad he looks in this picture. He's like,
he's so cute. Well, luckily we can't leave the house.
Yeah. This is my dog, Baxter.
Wait, it's so uneven.
What did she use? A chainsaw?
Wait, she cut that intentionally?
She fixed it today.
Okay. Oh, my God.
That's cruel.
What did I do, Mom? What did I do?
My favorite still is this picture. I was very tempted to put this sad, pathetic looking dog on social media, but
yeah, dude, it looks like one of those dogs at the beginning of like a Suzanne Summers MSPCA commercial.
<Yeah. laughs> We just need to hear "In the arms of an angel, fly away."
This time of year,
will you let this corona dog starve for only 35 cents a day?
I put the dog out of its misery.
Wow. Well, Mikey
the misery is old. The misery of listening to us sing, or
well, that and the my wife did that when we had a border collie. She got frustrated with the hair everywhere. I go, well, it's a border collie. I go,
yeah.
What did you think when you said, "Hey, let's get a border collie"? Well, you don't. Hey, you guys. Didn't say,
hey guys, want a podcast?
Actually, my wife didn't say, "Let's get a border collie." She just got the border collie.
Right, that was
my daughter's dog.
Special guest Jay joining us.
Oh yeah, I was wondering—is that Jay? Yeah.
Okay. Hey guys, want a podcast about Lost?
Yeah, Jay would want a podcast.
Check out these Ninja Turtles I just got.
That's Jack now.
Geek Dad life.
By the way, Randy was asking if I would cut Meowser's fur. You know, that might make for a great live show.
Yeah, so,
like me just like having Meowser's up here. And then trying to shave him. So,
well, you've got practice shaving.
And I ran so far.
Or holding on to their.
Yeah.
I like the dude.
I like that look.
How
Chris,
much
I
product do you have in your hair? It looks like you stepped out of a.
So
it's Randy points out of Sarah McLachlan, not so, Suzanne Summers. Where did we get Suzanne Summers?
Oh yeah,
she had the dogs on Thighmaster.
Yeah, Suzanne Summers. Yeah, Suzanne Summers did the starving kids in Africa.
Right. Oh, that's
no, that's Sally Struthers.
Yeah, you're right. So,
Randy, I really like how you misspelled McLaughlin's last name. That's awesome.
McLaughlin.
I mean, I don't expect you to know exactly.
We got it,
but you know,
I figured out what it was right away. I just
it's like my boss. He really likes. Yeah.
Actually, it looks somewhat presentable.
Now you look good. Yeah, you can run for Congress.
speaking of Congress, my boss, he loves John McCain. You know, well,
he did.
I know he loved. He just respects him a lot.
Here you go,
John McCain. But every time he talks about John McCain, he can't help but say John McClane.
Nice.
So
well, maybe, funny, maybe,
and
maybe
I never correct him. I just kind of let him go with it because I'm like, yeah, like you know.
Come out to the coast, have a few laughs.
Nice.
I think he would have gotten
motherfucker.
I think he would have gotten some traction with that as his campaign line. So
yeah, it's like that movie Eddie Murphy did, like the was it Mr.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
He basically is from Florida. He's a con man, and he runs for a U.S. representative because the guy who died in office has the exact same name as he does. So he gets elected just from name recognition.
Right.
And yet, but he changes to a good guy because of the electric wires causing cancer.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Well, it's because he first goes into it.
Kill the whole fucking movie, but that's okay.
I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. I mean, because it's been, God, what, 25 years, 30 years since I've
seen it. Oh, easily.
Yeah. But that's the whole point of it, is that he goes, you know, because he's a con man, he goes and he's making money like a lot of politicians do just off of being in office. And all of a sudden, one of his constituents points out the fact that all these kids are getting brain tumors because of high voltage power lines. And it's like,
now they're just like, fuck it, just drink more bleach.
So speaking of the corona dumbasses out there, so did you hear the news? I posted about it today on my Facebook page. You hear the news that one of the lead protesters from North Carolina, the folks who are leading the protests against stay at home, being like going to and standing in front of our frontline workers and disrespecting the jobs that all these nurses and people are doing, and in the state house, one of the lead people fucking got coronavirus.
I saw that. Well, I saw it before you posted, obviously, because I live in fuckhead North Carolina.
Holy. Jack's like, I'm getting live news.
Hey, you moved there, Jack.
It's not Mayberry, but it's everywhere because I see them in it's like even San Diego, they got everywhere. Protesters. I'm like going, again, you have the right to protest, but use your head. We only have what, maybe 1% of the country's been tested.
Yeah,
it's like 1.4.
So
yeah, more testing would definitely help.
I don't understand
I'm willing to take a test.
I bang my head up against the wall sometimes with people when they think, oh, let's just open it up. Let's just do this, right? Because the governor said it's okay to have the Coca-Cola 600 here, but with no fans.
So it's just people driving in a circle.
So I'm like going, okay, because that has like 500,000 people.
Technically, they are in their car. So
okay. Just the windows down.
But each racer has to be 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
No bumping. What is NASCAR?
Rubbing is racing.
Yeah. Richard Petty's like, you know, Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt, fuck that shit.
So they actually just bumped back the date of the stay-at-home order in Massachusetts to, I think, the end of the month of May, May 25th, I think, or whatever it might be. But that's just saying another move back, right? So that's just going to happen. That's going to keep happening. Mm-hmm. So like I sent this article to you guys. I believe I sent it yesterday or last night or whatever it might be.
I tend not to read your articles, but go ahead.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
I'm just kidding.
But Mass General Hospital here in Massachusetts in Boston.
I read this.
A simulator, right? Based upon the level of restrictions, non-restrictions, if they let go of these restrictions too early, et cetera. And it charted out what the prediction analysis would be if this shit happened. And to put it bluntly, if we lift these things too early, we are fucked. Like, absolutely fucked.
Just the state of Massachusetts, though, right?
No, the entire country. And, yes, the state of Massachusetts. But, like, dude, Georgia...
Well, that explains why Tom Brady left.
Georgia's going to die. Like, they are...
You're really worried about
it. Hey, people like bowling. What's your fucking problem?
Unbelievable. As Matt Tree said in the chat, we're pretty much at that level where it's almost killed more than Vietnam.
Yeah, I think we're like 2,000 short of Vietnam right now.
No.
The projection...
Did it cross 56,000?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, 58,000.
So the projections are that if this one said in Massachusetts, if we don't extend until July, like we are going to see drastic cases, meaning like 40% of the state's population will have it, and our deaths will be in close to 100,000 in Massachusetts.
Because we won't be able to the facility. There's we can't nothing can't you can care do for everybody.
Exactly. So stay at home, people.
Well, I still see people out here in North Carolina walking around with no masks. I mean, you sit there and go, I mean, it's probably 90% of the people here are wearing the masks. But sometimes you look at it and you go, come on, dumbass.
Well, it's the hard-on wearing their stupid affliction t-shirts. Sorry if I just classified a whole group of people who think they're stronger than the fucking virus, and they're saying it's my body.
That's why I drink bleach for good health.
I'm curious to you know, because we won't know for a long time. I'm curious if there's going to be any long-term effects, because you know they're saying that a good percentage of the population has had it. They had no idea that they ever had it.
But right. There's also people that are getting it reinfected, though. So once you've had it, you're not immune to it.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, it's like shit. Now you made me forget what I was going to say.
Matt.
Did it, guys?
Because you know, the younger people, the few people that are, you know, like 35 and younger that are getting it and dying from it, they're saying it's not really the virus that's killing them. Is it something within the virus that's giving them, making them have a stroke?
Stroke? Right. You know? Yeah. Fucking crazy to me. That's insane.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, who knows, like 20 years from now or 30 years from now, like people who had it but weren't affected by it, who's to say like this is not going to have some kind of long-term health effect? You know,
and there are people who aren't being treated.
Yeah.
That are suffering from these strokes. That is fucking terrifying. That is saying, like, I right now, you, any of us could have, well, Jack, you're over 40. So sorry. But like, so you're that's actually good for you.
I'm expendable.
That's actually good for you. This is you're now in a class of people who won't have strokes, which is awesome. So like,
I'm in the class that won't have a stroke.
Yeah. Well, according to what's happened recently, but we don't know. But like the people in the 30s or 40s, like Matt, myself, Nick, we could have had the coronavirus and not known about it, right? Oh, we could have been asymptomatic as whatever,
Jack,
right?
Jack, don't be bragging over there. You've been in a vegetative state for like the last 5 years. So.
Any one of us
could just
Matt's past the age, isn't he?
Any one of us could just randomly drop from a stroke. Go ahead. It's just terrifying.
Isn't that crazy?
You're giving me like anxiety. That's fine. I don't mind.
So. Yeah, there you go. Welcome. Stay the fuck home, people. Well,
the worst part is like every day there's like three or four new symptoms they have.
I know.
It's like okay, can we just find what the consensus is? But I know that there's just this virus has different affects people different ways. Like you're saying, the stroke for the younger people. So Matt and I are okay. But
no, like.
Do you have something to say, Matt? Or other than just fuck you guys, we're going home.
Fuck you guys.
Hey, go shave your dogs.
It's not me.
How come your dog gets a haircut, but yet Chris can't get a haircut? What the hell?
Well, because what was it like? Pin the tail on the donkey. You know, you guys were spinning around, and then cut the dog's hair.
Why are you throwing me into this group?
Was there gin involved in the haircut of your dog?
Did you just blame your wife? Is that what it
like,
was?
Like, if there wasn't, just pretend that there was. It makes you look way better.
Yeah. You had a few drinks, and then you went and you're like, you know what? Scrumpskins or Poofy or whatever you name your dog. Like,
well, that Poofy.
You need a haircut.
He's called Scrumpskins.
Scrumpskins. Yeah, I don't know.
That's the episode title.
Honey, get the weed whacker. We're going to cut the dog's fur.
I actually had nothing to do with it. So I was, I think that was the day that I had like Zoom meetings like all day.
I'm really hating Zoom. Right. I really hate, I'm getting sick of conference calls.
Yeah.
Well, suck it up, Buttercup.
I know.
All right. I like them because I'm so low on the totem pole when we have these mass ones that I basically just mute the mic, mute everything, and just sit there and play on my phone for like an hour while they're all bullshitting.
I don't have any of that. So I
use my Han Solo cardboard cutout.
Nice. Yeah, just put him right there. Like that's you.
Yeah. See, I've been leading the calls, which sucks because
you're the boss. Yeah.
That is the other aspect of it when you're
with that shitty hair.
I was gonna say you should just wear the flock of seagulls. You know, next time.
I rocked the hat today, which is why it's all matted down.
I run around with you.
Okay, so last week I was coming off of like just kind of like a bitch fest of like having to go to the grocery store and being freaked out by people just not respecting space and shit. Today I went to Costco this morning and I got there right as they opened. I picked like this quietest day of the week or what have you. And it was awesome because like, I feel like everybody's staring at me now, but it was awesome because I felt like Costco was doing their part. Like they were like, No, like even like the guy checking me out. And
he's going, checking you out.
What? Some guy was checking you out.
Hey, buddy, you still got
not
it.
Not bad for an old guy.
All right. So the woman behind me in line who did not have a mask on.
He's got narrow hips.
They were basically like wait, just wait right there. Like they were. Okay.
I can't even.
Screw it. Whatever. It was awesome because 95% of the people at Costco were actually wearing masks, and all of their employees were like,
yeah. So it's not mandatory in your state either?
It's not mandatory, but I felt like it was great that Costco was taking that and let that like leap forward as like, screw this for making people feel uncomfortable. This is what it has to be in order to protect
our It should be mandatory nationwide.
You know, and I can see them wiping down, like they're constantly wiping down all of the handles for the freezer section. So they're being very pro. I loved shopping there. Like, I mean, I had my mask on, I had my gloves on. I bought a lot of shit and I was like, great. I'm like comfortable. Like I would rather feel comfortable when I shop than like be around a bunch of yahoos that are doing dumb
shit. I had a, went got gas at Costco and they had a guy, they always have a guy in there to help you out. I don't know why, but after every time someone, they would spray the keypad, they would spray they sprayed everything. So it's like, yeah, they're constantly doing it. Whereas like at Home Depot, when Home Depot the other day, they didn't even have the carts. I go, do you have the little wipes? Huh? But most places, like I went to Walmart and they had one of those bug sprayers. They're spraying the whole cart, not just the handle.
Wow.
The whole cart. So people are taking it serious.
So they're spraying it probably with Roundup or something, you know, so Monsanto. Could be. So Monsanto gives you cancer in case the virus doesn't get
it's
you.
Probably just water because it's Walmart, but at least it was a thought. You know?
It's Walmart in the South. It was probably holy water, Jack. Let's be
it's
real.
It's holy water.
Yeah. I'm on my domain.
I play dominoes.
In nomine Patri, Filii, Spiritu Sancto.
I did that. We were in we had to go to Tijuana. We were for a concierge. What's a consul? We're the godparents of one of my daughter.
Consigliere.
Whatever it is. What's when they turn 15?
Quinceañera.
Quinceañera. We were the godparents of one of my wife's skaters. There was this family that owned all these restaurants, and we went to Tijuana. So I'm dressed in this nice suit, and the priest just goes and starts throwing water all over me. I'm like, the fuck, dude? So I was pissed.
This is dry clean only, Padre. What the fuck?
Yeah. I said, I go, it's because it was in Spanish. And I didn't, I some of the words I was getting, but he says, oh, da, 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 da. I go, what do I have? Sinner right across my chest.
Oh, this is like,
literally, I walked out. I looked like I'd been through a rainstorm.
It was like, you know, when I was in grad school, probably about a third of the people were Saudi Arabian, the other third were from India. You know, and Indians in particular, they have so many freaking holidays that we have no clue about, you know, and like I learned. That's
really rude of Nick.
It's not rude. They do. They have lots of holidays, which I like a lot of them. They're really cool. But, you know, like
some of them suck though.
I never knew about holy, you know, and then I'm walking outside and next thing, you know, people are just pelting me with paint. I'm like, you goddamn motherfuckers. What the hell? Like, you know,
were you wearing fur?
No, that's what you think though. Like, what did I do? You know, it's just because it's just their holiday. And you're like, oh, and.
What is throwing paint? I mean, I don't
it's that. Holy. I don't know what. I have no idea what the holiday. Maybe some of the
is it washable paint or is it just
It's like a powder
Burlington,
thing.
It's called Burlington Coat Factory.
You're not 6 feet back. That's what we need. Start bringing a paint gun in, and when anyone gets close to you,
we already can wear
pop
masks.
Them right in the chest.
And apparently you can pack semi-automatics at the statehouse. So I don't know. Why not?
Mask and paintball guns. Yeah, that's going to be.
Just say, fucker, 6 feet back.
Boom. Lady, this is filled with bleach. It's sanctified by the president of the U.S.
Been blessed.
Because it's almost every store has an arrow or they have the big stand here, wait your turn. I don't understand why people are having problems with that. We can't save you if you're stupid. I'm sorry.
Survival of the fittest.
Sort of. Did you have a song? Did you have a song, Nick?
It's no. We're 24 minutes. We're 25 minutes in now. Just forget it. We'll do it next week.
I thought you didn't have a song. That's why no, I was just.
I might in. Not have a song.
Nick, okay. I'm going to say right now that was your best song you've ever done.
Thank you. We are. We already we enjoyed already, it. We had a four part singing earlier. We're good.
Yeah. That harmony.
But yeah, it was beautiful.
I don't think it was four part.
I just was imagining you, Jack, as like the conciliatory.
Conciliary.
Conciliary.
Is it the Godfather or yeah. the King Sierra?
Yeah. It's like when Michael Scott confuses
I'm
what.
I'm going to give you some tequila you can't refuse. Oh, tequila.
When Michael Scott like doesn't understand what a he goes to that motel in Canada or the
oh yeah
Canada he thinks that she's basically like a
Beverly Goldberg.
Yeah, it is. It's Beverly Goldberg. Yeah, I just watched that episode the other night, and it was just funny because it was just like, yeah, he thinks that she's a concubine.
Yeah,
it's like not.
Oh, this is pretty cool. You have this.
Yeah.
So you just reminded me of something. I'm assuming you said Goldberg, which was a reference to
the TV show.
Okay, good, good. So I'm gonna reel back about 7 degrees of Goldberg. So yesterday,
all my troubles seemed so far away.
They were so far away. I had like a 28-minute like blissful period. I don't know if you guys saw this either, but Josh Gad, also known as
Olaf,
yeah, the voice of Olaf, hosted a clearly produced and edited Zoom call with the entire cast of The Goonies.
Oh yeah. I didn't watch it, but I saw it.
It was awesome to see. First of all, like it was just so much fun to listen to and watch. You know where everybody is today. Andy is still beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I digress. But they brought in everybody. They brought the entire cast. They brought Richard Donner, who had some serious issues with his with what was that?
That's what? You like thinking about
Andy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You were that guy with the bucket, the jacket. Andy, you goody.
Anyways, so it was just so awesome to watch, but. That like the hours later or yesterday, today, I don't know what where it was. Someone reported that the writer for the Goldbergs, I don't know his name.
Goldberg.
Hoping maybe you guys would know who he is.
I'm sure there's a lot of writers. So
well, Adam Goldberg.
Adam Goldberg, sure. Okay. Apparently he's been secretly writing a sequel to The Goonies.
Oh, really?
That he's actually now currently pitching to
he filmed Donner. In like 5 years.
I don't know, but they don't know
when the industry is going to come back, right?
They did talk about the potential of a sequel in that the Zoom call, but everyone's like, oh well, it's not going to happen. Steven Spielberg was like, it's going to be really hard to make one that's going to live up to the standard of what the Goonies actually was. That this is, I said and the other, but then they just released today, I think it was, that the guy from the Goldbergs is actually currently shopping a sequel to the Goonies too,
because Adam Goldberg is the guy that created the Goldbergs.
Well, I mean, you could do it. You just couldn't call. You couldn't have any references to the Goonies.
I like how Randy and JP are letting us know it's Adam Goldberg.
Adam Goldberg, right?
So, no. He's trying to. Oh, yes. How we could have, but I think they want to incorporate the original cast somehow.
So you can still have the original cast. I'm just saying, but you just can't reference anything to the Goonies. You know, you just it's just kind of like a non-official one. It's just like how
Sean Connery Bond.
Like the Sean Connery Bond. Yeah, exactly.
You only live forever twice. You die.
Never say never.
Yes, never say never again.
Never again, yeah.
I couldn't remember the name of it.
Because, shit, what was it? There's stuff like that. They've done that before where it's just, you know, they own the rights and all that. You just can't do it, but you can
like,
do
episode
it.
Episode 9 is basically like that.
Yeah.
Jaws of Revenge.
That's still an official Jaws. Shark still looks fake.
I was trying to help him out.
Well, either way, like if those you guys may or may not know this, but The Goonies is like my all time favorite movie as a growing up.
I know that.
There you go.
And I know I've brought this up before, but you have seen Monster Squad too, Riss.
Of course, the Wolfman has nards, bro.
Okay. Because I remember saying it one time, and someone hadn't seen it on the podcast.
Yeah, I've seen the movie 1,000 times.
Okay,
but yeah, The Goonies is I'm obsessed with the Goonies. And my next picture frame is going up is actually like an exclusive AMC or not AMC, the other one, Regal Cinemas, like limited print Goonies 30th reunion or whatever the hell it was.
You like the Goonies?
I love the Goonies. So, yeah, I'm excited. It was so much fun to watch. If you haven't seen it, you can find it on YouTube. But is actually excited about potential
sequel. The one question that always lingers with me about the Goonies, though, is that when they're on the beach, you know, they have the marble bag full of the jewels, you know, they saved the day and all this. The pirate ship is still in the water. Yeah. I mean, who's going to get that payday? You know, right. Like actually gets the ship and is like, hey, there's a lot of treasure on here.
Or
Morgan.
One of my favorite like bits of like trivia about the movie is actually a line of dialogue said where Data says, "Oh, and the octopus was very scary," and they kind of like all dismissed what he said because it's like a kid making up a story. There's actually a deleted scene, which you can now find, and there is an octopus in the water in between where they get from where they are, you know, when they come off the water
when they jump off the boat,
and he takes his Walkman. His Sony Walkman and shoves it in the mouth. It has like a little, like a chomping mouth on this octopus, and the octopus takes off.
Waste of a Walkman, though.
Awful waste of a Walkman.
What is wet? You know,
in my opinion, it's an awful waste of an octopus prop.
The little foam headphones they had, the little tiny foam headphones.
Yeah. My looming question is with the Goonies, and JP is also mentioning One Eyed Willy.
He's CGI him.
One-eyed Willy, just a euphemism.
Probably, but yeah,
maybe.
I'm just wondering. You know, like, does he take the ship to?
You know, I'd be all for a Goonies sequel, but I just don't want to be
Rudier, even though it's the After Dark. I mean.
Because I'm already worried about the new Ghostbusters. It's just going to be like a Stranger Things type thing where the kids are taking control, and it's just like
has well, really it has nothing. It has Paul Rudd, right?
Don't shit on it.
I'm going to go watch it if we can ever go to the movie theaters again. But
if they survive,
No, the
movie theaters. We will trudge on. The movie theaters might not. That's a big deal.
I've got a drive-in theater. I think I mentioned this last night to Nick.
To me, yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
Well, I guess we're all coming up to Indiana.
Well, I mean, there's drive-in theaters around. I'm just fortunate that I have one in my city here. I'm
telling you, buy big plots of land near population centers because drive-in theaters are coming back.
I think it would be amazing to like. I mean, even if they're not going to, you know, release anything, like at least the drive-in theaters over summer could make some money by showing. You know, as I mentioned to Nick, like show Goonies. Avengers. Well, you could show old movies, but you could also show like some of the blockbusters from last year. Like, I would take my son to go see Avengers Endgame at a drive-in theater. Like, you know, even though we've seen the movie, like it'd be a lot of fun. You know,
it's like, all cool, you know, because like you pull in and you got your good speaker stuff in your car until the one guy shows up in the van, which is like, you know, with the 20-inch JLs in there, just like rattling the entire. Field,
also, you get the person that's so stupid they park in front of you. They get the big. It's like fucker, what the fuck,
what
man?
The hell? Yeah.
We have a drive-in like 10 minutes down the road from our house, and ironically, I haven't been to it.
Ever. So I need to move to a town called Franklin.
Yeah,
to get a drive-in.
It's the
drive-in theater is actually in Mendon, which is a town or two over from where I live.
Mendon.
Mendon, yes, like Mendon.
Yeah, I get it, but I don't get why. Then is that named after somebody?
It's Native American, Jack. Okay,
probably is Native American. Okay. Pretty much every city in Massachusetts is, except for Franklin.
Mendon.
Let's see.
How's that Native American?
Franklin is named after the Charlie Brown character, right?
Yes, yeah. Actually, that's what our town is.
Who is an illegitimate son, brother of? Because he looks just like Charlie Brown.
Oh, that's true. He does.
Huh. They look almost. They could be twins.
Okay.
I was going to say about the Goldbergs, too, that it's based on the real family because you see clips, but there's no Erica. It's another brother, but that brother somehow got switched out for Erica. Just throwing it out there for trivia sake. So there is a Barry Goldberg. There is an Adam Goldberg, right. A Beverly, and what's the dad's name?
I knew it earlier because I was just thinking about how his character is so different
from the character. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. Murray.
Murray. Those are all legit. And, you know, and the daughter's daughter. But the daughter, there is no daughter.
Oh, there's no daughter.
No. So the daughter is it's the older brother. Is the older brother. The oldest brother got somehow kicked to the curb. There's no Erica. That's why you never see any clips of Erica.
She doesn't exist.
She doesn't exist. They just made her up.
She is
all she is the female. She's the female. She's a great combination of both Beverly and Murray.
She's basically like the Daryl of The Walking Dead. Like he doesn't exist.
Exactly. Huh. Now, I stopped watching The Goldbergs because it just got stupid. But the first 4 years, 5 years, I loved it. But
it's a show that
JP says it's Eric Goldberg. So it's Eric Goldberg. There is no Erica. Oh. Can you imagine how's Thanksgiving now at the Goldbergs? Yeah, I'm now Erica. I got completely written out.
Erica.
Thanks a lot. Because you can see how the family yells and screams. I mean, it can't be.
Eric has got some serious issues. I think right now would be a good time for you to go to jandjack.com/Amazon. Buy your copy of The Goonies on DVD. You know, screw digital.
Or order a drive-in.
DVD?
Buy a DVD. Buy a VHS. Buy a VHS player while you're on there.
Buy a video on how to cut the dog's hair.
And buy some time for a commercial break right now. That was fun.
Speaking of VHS, I was watching an episode of Full House again. It's become a nightly thing. And it was the episode in which Uncle Joey knew every play of the Laker-Celtics game, and he was making bets with Uncle Jesse about what was going to happen. And then Stephanie rats him out saying, this is just like it happened this morning when we watched the game. And then Uncle Jesse realizes that there's a tape in the VHS player, and he takes it out and holds it up. And my daughter goes, what is that? And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. And so I had to explain to her what VHS was.
Yeah.
She didn't get it.
My youngest daughter, they used to have that flip your house. What was that? What they would, it was when they first started doing home remodeling shows, and it was one
swap
family.
Fuck your neighbor.
Exactly. But one family would do one house and the other. You know, and it was always like, it always looked like garbage. But they decided to put records on the wall. And my daughter goes, why are they putting big CDs on the wall?
Right.
I go, well, those are records. What's a record? Get out of here, kid. I'm not going to explain to you.
There's so many, like, I love watching those YouTube videos of, like, you know, millennials or Xers, you know, or whatever they're called, the ones past the millennials, you know, learning old technology. And hell, even my parents' home was built in 1977, and almost in every room they have the old intercom system, which was popular in the 70s. And
I have them here.
Yeah, and it's just so funny to think, because, like, I'm just so used to them sitting there, even though nobody uses them. They're just there in the walls. But I can see some kid going, like, what the hell is this thing with this push button? And they're like, try it out.
This house is built in 1980, and we have one still on the wall in the playroom. And there's currently like a stone sign hanging on the outside of the house, like a welcome sign or whatever, where the intercom clearly used to be on the outside of the house.
Right.
But it's crazy.
My wife wanted to have one of those hooked up to all the kids' rooms when we first moved here, because when dinner time was, she goes, you're yelling up there, they can't hear you, the doors are shut, they're playing music. I go, do we have dinner every time at the same time every day? She said, I go, then fuck them. They know what time dinner is. They can come down here. I'm not putting an intercom system in a house at this day and age. I go, if they want to eat, because she go, can you go up there and get them? I go, no. Well, it's 5:30. They can. It's time to eat.
I laugh when I see, like, not that I ever watched them, but, you know, the home makeover shows and all that. I remember seeing that somewhere around 2007 or 8. My mom loves Home and Garden TV, and, like, somebody was putting in iPod docks in every single room in the house. And I was like, oh, you're going to regret that one day. Like, because it was the old ones. You know, it's like, yeah. It was obsolete, 4 years later?
Yeah, technology, it changes so fast now. You can't.
I love it when it's all like the hard-ons who think that, oh, I have a Bose system in my home in which I park my Lexus in. That's all I see. Like, I've got my Bose system. My Bose system is so much better than your sound dock. And blah, blah, blah. It's like, you got a 30-pin, bitch. Step it up, will you? Bluetooth is where it's at.
But yeah, I mean, it's amazing to me, like, because I used to work at Best Buy and all stuff. Like, you know, you'll sit in some of those rooms, those Magnolia rooms and all that, and someone will try to sell you on some great speaker. I'm like, what kind of audio files are you playing right now? I was like, because I know this sheer shit ain't an MP3. And they kind of look at you like, yeah, it's not. It's, you know, because they're trying to sell you on this thing. I'm like, yeah,
that,
like,
file.
You're paying, you know, there's no telling what you paid for those like five tracks that you're playing right now. You know, it's like, it's just because the audio is so good.
Mm hmm.
Not to geek out on tech.
No, it's we actually have like the Google Assist, which ends up being like the thing that my wife used to call us, like from around the house. You know, like she'll set out like a, you know, like an announcement or something like that.
Like, so ABP.
Yeah. So if I'm downstairs in the basement, then I can hear it. But she always plays her music on all of the speakers, so I always turn it down because I don't. Music. I play my own music.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, I mean, come on, we're trapped in this house together. It's only a matter of time.
Randy says my parents had a bell outside the house that would ring when it was time to come in for dinner. Played outside all day long. Yeah, we had similar thing. We had, you better be home by a certain time, or I'm gonna kick your fucking ass, and you're gonna go to bed hungry. That was
Randy. Was it triangle shaped? You know, the little rod, and they.
Gotta get back to the bunkhouse.
Did you have a brother named Anthony? Because that would be even better.
Anthony! It's spaghetti night!
Yeah, we had no bell. We had it just, you had a watch, and you better be home by, or you didn't eat?
I didn't eat. There's many nights I never ate. So my mom was really that bad of a cook.
Oh, my mom was a pretty good cook, but we had things like, oh God.
Oh. Okay, I think he's still determined to get those ear pods working. I can't hear you, Chris.
Now we can't hear you.
You're muted, Chris.
You're on mute.
Perfect. Stay exactly the way you are.
Fuck you. I'm determined to fix these sons of bitches.
Speaking of, like, because you said something, Chris, I started the new show. Probably like right after the last time we podcasted, called Tales from the Loop. It's on Hulu. If you're a fan of Twilight Zone, you need to watch this show. I've only watched two episodes.
Tales of the Loop on Hulu.
Tales of the Loop. Tales from the Loop.
Not Tales of the Gold Monkey.
Tales from the Loop. So the first episode is like just a typical, what you'd think, like, oh, it's just a story, you know, like some little girl's there and like, you know, they're trying to figure out who she is and all this. And you're like, oh, okay, well, that's an interesting twist. And you're like, okay. The second episode, which is the only one I've watched, it's like straight Twilight Zone of just like shit that would happen, you know.
So similar to Tales of the Crypt?
Yeah, the whole skeleton guy. I mean, it's not as good as Twilight Zone, you know. I'm talking about classic Twilight. I mean, because those are just good, but it's... Chris's iPod Pro.
Yeah,
I don't know why you're
thinking.
Fixed it.
Oh, well, I'd hope so. It'd be kind of a sad tale if you couldn't.
Can Apple really do his job?
But I did like it. I'm going to continue to watch it. But it's not like quite as Black Mirror, whereas you watch a Black Mirror one, you're like, I can't watch another episode. Yeah. You know, but it's kind of like that. Like, I'm not just like binging it, because that second episode just kind of kicked the crap out of me. Like, going like, oh man, it's deep.
Wait, Randy, you're just now starting Band of Brothers?
What? What? That's like 20 years old.
25.
Band of Brothers.
2000.
We don't spoil it for Randy. But the Americans win.
True.
Not in Band of Brothers, no.
They're all...
There's a twist at the end. Everybody got a trophy at the end of World War II. Here's your trophy for participating. Here's your trophy. I'm just giving you crap.
It's shrapnel. What? Oh, there it is.
Yeah, I've been watching, like, Star Trek Discovery, and I've been working through...
And BSG.
I slowed down on BSG because It just got dark. Okay. Like,
it's four seasons. Come on, man.
I know. I get you.
Well, they filmed it at night.
They filmed it in space, man. What are you talking about? Yeah.
I was mainly like, okay, I'm gonna see through this Star Trek Discovery thing. And I was just kind of in a dark place, so I needed some things to cheer me up. And so the other night, because they usually have like shows going on in the background while I'm doing a lot of computer work, for the business that I help run, kind of updating a lot of our website stuff, because basically that's like the main, and website stuff is just boring, right? So you need like something in the background. So I started watching Steven Universe. I've seen this show before, but I hadn't seen it for a while, and so I returned to it. It's a cartoon show.
Oh, okay.
And like his moms are gems, and it's real fantastical and funny and lighthearted and just a slice of like goodness that I needed right now. Cause sometimes when you're in quarantine, like after a while, you're just kind of like,
oh, you shaved my dog.
No, I shaved. Like in the tail. So. I didn't. It's gonna be me with my haircut. So anyway, Steven Universe. If you haven't seen it, it's and I think some of our listeners probably have seen it. So just shout out to them.
I think Jack broke himself.
No, Nick started. Nick started. Okay, I'm good.
So Chris, did you finish Devs?
No.
Damn it, man!
I did what I've talking about shows. I am in just cracked the ninth season of The Office, and I had to. You're always complaining about how Andy's character changed so much, right, Matt?
Well, I was just complaining about going from 8 to 9, how his character changes.
But I think that if you look at his history with his parents and every, I think there's a reason for it. The guy, it's Ryan, the one that changes from night to day.
From which season to season?
Well, in the first season, he's young, he's impressionable, and then right. he eventually becomes the boss. After that, they just make him like a complete moron.
I think what's fascinating about that, though, is that him, you know, BJ Novak being like one of the head writers of the show
and producer.
He has his hand in. It's funny that he's so self-deprecating. He actually makes himself unlikable at times, or many times, really. You know, like
he was more unlikable. He was probably the least likable character on the show towards the end.
Probably, yeah. Which is funny because, again, like he was a writer on the show. So
because they slowly, you can slowly see how Jim and Dwight start working together. Once Michael left, they realized that they had, you know, different people and stuff like that. But I kept going. Ever since you said about Andy, I go, what about Ryan? Ryan, he's a complete dick.
Anyway. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
I mean, I don't know if people in chat agree with me, disagree.
Well, there's always got to be one.
I know that when we talked about the brackets that were on the Jane Jack Facebook group for The Office. And I almost feel like, and the episodes are great to choose. I'm not even suggesting this, but I think really where it's at though is the openers, like the openers.
I agree.
You could almost have like a, because I mean, like it's nearly impossible to even pick a top five because there's so many funny openers. Yeah. Like those cold openers are just like insanely.
Even when after Steve Carell left, they're still funny.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're always like spot on. Like just like how that. I caught the chili one just the other day, and my wife thinks it's really gross, but I find it to be funny.
Oh, where Kevin spills the chili.
The secret.
Oh God, yeah. Cook. It looks like a big pile of diarrhea.
That's all chili. It looks the same as you going in, as the ghost coming out.
At the very end, it's so good, and so
and he funny. Starts scooping it up. You know that stain is still there. There's no way you got that chili stain out.
No.
For sure.
But I wondered, though, did he intend to continue to serve it even after he spilled it all?
It's like, Kevin. You know, yeah, of course. Kevin,
yeah, you know that. Yeah.
Ignore the big spot on the bottom of the floor. That's not chili stain.
I'm imagining that the people that actually were to eat it would have been Stanley,
Creed.
Creed, for sure.
Creed would eat
Meredith. She would have eaten
it. Well, only she would pour some alcohol in it.
Probably.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, it kills the bacteria from the floor.
Yeah. A little bleach.
Inject it straight in.
Yeah. Now, I'm almost deciding what's the better comedy show, sitcom? Is it what? Seinfeld or The Office?
Or Parks and Rec? Or
no, I wouldn't put those in the, I wouldn't put Parks and Rec in that category.
Well, there's some, it depends on your kind of humor, though. You know,
I mean, obviously MASH would be up there for me.
So I think it's a decade, though. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I look at these shows and they're time capsules of a time period. Like,
yeah. Humor evolves, yeah.
Yeah, like, there's certain jokes that just wouldn't exist in Seinfeld if they had cell phones.
Because you even look, I mean, looks like I love George Carlin, but you look at George Carlin's first appearance on SNL, and today that's not even funny. Like, a lot of stuff he says, you're just kind of like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't laugh at a lot of it, but like, I love George Carlin.
I love him so much.
Sherry thought we were starting at 10.
Sorry, Sherry. Different time.
Matt's fault.
It's Matt's fault, yeah. Oh, actually, it's Chris's fault. He requested the bump.
Hey, can we do 9?
I was offered the choice of 9 or 9:30, and I said,
I wasn't offered anything.
I will say 9.
Mm-hmm. Still not 10.
To be fair. Hey, Nick, did you get an offer for a choice?
I didn't get a choice. I never get a choice. It's just I do what the producer tells me to do.
We don't get
choice was there for Jack.
We don't get Disney maps, and we don't get a choice. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll skip the Goonies poster and I'll frame the Disney map.
Because Nick and I don't like Disneyland.
Never been there.
I
haven't been since '88. So, yeah. I guess the one thing I did not do when living in California was Disneyland because I didn't want to go by myself. Because it's not the happiest place on earth if you're just walking around Disneyland by yourself.
No, sometimes it is.
Yeah.
Huh? Did you do cocaine?
Did I what?
Did you do cocaine?
Not in California, no. Because
not that week.
Is this being recorded?
Camera on. I need to cover this.
We needed the sound effects. Dum dum. When he asked you that, because you had that look like,
he knows.
You know, when we're talking to Owen Brews, no one's supposed to hear that. What happens to Owen Brews stays there.
The thing is, yeah, exactly, because my energy level doing Ramblecast is just here, you know. But Owen Brews, it's like up here because I have to bring it.
You know? Another level, man.
It's a whole other level.
You have to bring it for those who aren't bringing it.
Yeah, I have to do some death sticks. You know?
I did thank you at the end of the show, Chris. I was like, Chris, thanks for joining us.
He did. He really did.
Special guest, Chris and Bob.
Well, to be fair, we started this season, if you will, or this section of Owen and Brews, and I was like plugging along with Clone Wars, and I stopped. So
I have a question for you, Chris.
Yeah,
because you were on yesterday, right? Did Matt send you to go? Hey, what's good for you, Chris? What time do you want to do Owen and Brews tonight?
I wasn't there.
He was.
Oh, you weren't there.
And he was only there in spirit.
Oh, okay.
The whole time.
Look, Jack, because it's always been Owen and Brews with Matt, Chris, and Nick. Yeah. And for like the last year, I think Chris has made 2 appearances on the entire.
It's more like Nick and Matt guest star.
I almost made more appearances than Chris.
Well, here's the thing. It grew
still the highest rated show.
It grew out of my realm of reach, right? So like when we started watching Clone Wars, it was great because I was able to plug along watching the Clone Wars. I got through a few seasons, I don't know what season I'm on. I have no idea. But then it's not like I stopped watching it out of choice. Like I stopped watching it because I just haven't had time to watch it. Like it's not there. Right. So for me to continue on and comment on something, I have no fucking idea of what it is. It would not make for good podcasting. So I have, sorry, just saw the private chat. I don't know why I click.
Jesus, that's an old one.
By the way, also a good time to share actually what he's doing with his free time.
So. What is that?
Pornhub.
You googling Pornhub?
No, I don't know. That's the biggest jack type move you could make.
Yeah.
Like if you're gonna Google a website to get to it, you know,
that's true.
Matt, what are you doing?
This is Chris we're talking about. It's already in his favorites. He just one click go.
How am I getting blasted here?
Jack, you're the guy who Googles Google to use Google.
Yeah. I don't understand the issue.
It's almost let me go to google.com to do a Google search first of all. And then I'm going to Google jayandjack.com, go to jayandjack.com, and then click the link up.
Obviously, I wouldn't Google Jay and Jack. I wouldn't Jay and
Jack searches for it.
How to find the Huffington Post.
How to find
the internet. This is like, how to find porn on the internet.
Okay. Yeah. It's like you just Google where to find
it. The last one. Go back.
Sorry. I'll go back.
Hold on. How to watch porn on your phone the right way.
It's from yahoo.com.
Well, because you don't want to go like this. You want to go like this, right?
Nice.
Oh, my
God. She is not looking at
porn. She's laying on her arm to get the stranger.
The stranger effect, yes. Effect,
yeah.
Yeah. Night mode.
Turn on night. Wow.
Night mode.
This is
a Bob Seger song, right?
Exactly.
Verizon.
Tumblr. Ghostery.
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 I don't know what these things are.
I don't know. I think we've learned something today.
I honestly don't know what this is.
It's not showing me everything. So, but
AdBlocks Plus. So this is actually your thing here, Chris?
I have no idea what this is. This is not me. That was this guy up here controlling the screen. I have no idea.
That was a Yahoo Life. One of the last searches for everyone that is not watching us live. You go to Google. You type in.
You have to go to Google.
How to find porn, and the last thing that you get is a Yahoo article called "How to Watch Porn on Your Phone." So
the right way.
The right way.
Yeah.
Showing a woman laying on her right arm, getting the stranger effect.
The stranger.
The best part about this conversation, I just looked over the chat and it's empty.
It's empty. Yeah, exactly. Like, we lost everybody. Like
we lost.
We lost literally everybody.
Way to go, Matt. Show killer.
Yeah, so a lot of people in the chat are asking me, for links.
You can nothing
yourself. Sherry, you can just type that in yourself.
She's probably going like, I joined for this shit.
Chris, yeah, I'm glad I stayed up till 10 to listen to this bullshit.
Just like spreading lies, basically, at this point for everybody that's just listening to the audio. They're like, oh, wow.
Nice press conference you got going there, Matt.
Thanks. Next up. The next way that you can save yourself with coronavirus is actually like using leeches. So do you want to
that do, makes sense.
It really actually
it fits. Actually makes monumentally more sense than injecting your asshole with Lysol.
I never heard about the asshole part, but
that you straight you did.
I think Chris just added that for
or did. Effect.
Well, I mean that's how you bleach it. So
I did see a meme of like a doctor performing his Trump cure, and it was like an image of a guy bent over a exam table with a an enema made of Clorox. Mm-hmm. That was the most recent meme. Oh, Kayla and they're both everyone's here. So apparently we're okay.
We did lose somebody watching us live, so I just assumed that they were like, I gotta look this stuff up on my own phone.
we inspired some activity.
So Chris, I hope that you can come back to the Clone Wars eventually.
Yeah, maybe.
I think Jay's gonna beat you.
Yeah, he will, definitely.
Yeah,
hey guys, I wanna be in the Clone Wars.
I wanna be on for the last episode.
Whatever. I still don't understand why he talks shit about me, so you can go pound sand.
He did.
Spencer Jackson.
He simply said Chris was being a big baby.
About what?
About the time or something like that. Starting time.
So the reason why.
All right, Jay, I had to work.
I'm not trying to start a war, but that's, you know, I'm an honest person.
I have a job.
I did want to talk about Costco. We mentioned Costco earlier. My wife goes, "Hey, pick up a couple steaks at Costco." So I went there. First, she goes, she kept bugging me about Clorox wipes. Clorox wipes.
There's your first mistake. You picked up steaks at Costco.
Hold on a second. I haven't got that part yet.
Steaks. Oh.
Okay. So she's going, Kip text. I go, so I'm in line. I get, and they have a white, you know, dry erase board there. Big letters, no Clorox wipes. So I text, I go, no Clorox wipes. But I look at the steaks. It's like, I go, three steaks for $64. I go, the fuck? The cheapest I saw was $52.
They better have been tomahawks.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is about the, I don't know if it's starting to filter down yet.
Well, people were buying them.
Well, I know out here though, because there's a lot of meat. You know, like where is it? The meat packing company up in North Dakota. You know, got hit with Corona, and a lot of cattle is up here in Wyoming. A lot of,
well, Tyson chicken too.
Well, it's because one, no one's going out to restaurants anymore. No one's going, you know, to do anything. So it's really killing a lot of that meat production company. So, and like a lot of the cattle ranchers up here. Did I say something kinky?
No, chat.
No, you didn't.
Okay. So I was just thinking meat packing. I'm like, okay, someone's probably getting like, dirty.
That's right.
They're basically, but for a lot of the beef out here though, they're still feeding these cows because they can't send them to slaughter, you know, because of the processings are either infected or the prices are so low they're not doing it. So they're being forced to pay more money for the feed for these cows. So like they don't know what to do and they're hurting. So like we're gonna have a dip where we have a shortage in beef. And then it'll bounce back, but so that's probably why the price is starting to go up.
I was like,
Randy's right though. Pork chops probably will have no effect.
Yeah, they didn't have any pork chops there at Costco, but that the hamburger, but the chicken is going to be that. That's what people are saying, that we're going to run out of chicken. So what's Chick-fil-A going to do?
I don't know.
Chick-fil-A never lets me down. I always have a blessed day with him.
Again, I don't get the love for Chick-fil-A. I know it's a Southern thing here that people look, oh my God, Chick-fil-A. It's like Southern California with In-N-Out.
It's in New England too. We have it as well.
But I don't get it. Great.
Well, it's because I think when it came out, it was such a revolutionary thing. Because especially like where I'm from, oh my God, like all I ever had my entire life was McDonald's chicken nuggets. And then all of a sudden to go from McDonald's chicken nuggets to Chick-fil-A, like you're like, holy shit,
there is a difference. I mean, their shakes are fantastic.
Yeah,
and they have this lemonade drink that's. I mean, they're drink, but I just wouldn't go crazy for Chick-fil-A. What the fuck?
Where'd that come from?
I was just thinking about like I don't know, Violet
Veruca. Oh, it's Violet. I'm sorry, Veruca's the brat.
I definitely love. Like I don't know if you guys have seen that either. It's like there's a meme. There's like basically after every day there should be an Oompa Loompa song. After a press conference or something that's going on in the news, it's just going like, oompa-dee-doo. What do you expect when you guzzle down bleach? Like, it's like that's what it should be.
And every time they take away like another Trump advisor,
Did you guys see Saturday Night Live this past weekend?
I did. Yes. Well, I just saw the Brad Pitt thing.
Outstanding.
Really, really great stuff.
Yeah. It was funny because, you know, in a prior interview when someone was saying if they make a movie about this, who's going to play the role of of Dr. Fauci? And he's like, well, he had to make a choice between, I think, Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. And he's like, well, obviously Brad Pitt. And then like a week later, he's
Brad Pitt. That's how they got Brad Pitt.
Yeah. So a week later, Brad Pitt is doing the Anthony Fauci on is it Anthony? I thought it was Dr. Anthony.
Well, he's spot on. I mean,
it was awesome.
And it was nice too. Like, and you know, just the.
I'd want Brad Pitt playing me on this podcast too.
The thank you.
Yeah.
So Brad Pitt actually emailed us and said that,
which is actually a lengthy email.
He didn't want to be able to shave his head for the role. He said it was just too much.
Could have had your wife shaved it.
It would have been too choppy. And there's not enough coverage, so
Wow. Okay.
I was like, that's it. I've given this kid too much leeway. Take over the podcast.
This way.
Oh.
We're looking at Jack.
I'm looking to see what's going to happen here.
I love I really like the A.D. Bryant sketch. She was going through her journals. They saved it for the very end, but it was really she's become a new personal favorite of mine. But a lot of the sketches, you could tell that they upped their production game too.
Yeah.
And, the one show, I got the song stuck in my head. I'm not gonna say what it is because it took me like half a day to get it out.
It's already in there now.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
What do you get? When...
No, not that song.
Oh, okay.
I'll pull it up. So
you are like multimedia Matt today. You're bringing lots of visuals, audio.
And Miami Mike said Kirkland steaks.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I tell you,
gin. So that's always what I'm using.
Gin.
So
it's get it right. Choice. That's what's for dinner.
So did you finish your steak story, Jack?
Yeah, I didn't buy the steaks.
They didn't buy the steaks. Okay.
And I didn't buy the Clorox wipes because there weren't any.
Yeah.
That's something that drives me nuts too, because like I have to have alcohol swabs, the pads, you know, for like just being diabetic. You have
to survive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, not survive, but you know, but you want to get rid of, you know, anything that's on your skins and all that. Yeah, you can get those. I definitely buy the little small ones. I get the bigger ones too, but like they're always like I've been to Walgreens two or three times, and like I've had this one for a while, but it's like I need them. You know?
Can't you just buy alcohol and cotton balls?
I can, but there's just more of an effort.
It's, you know, it's so much easier. So I don't have diabetes, and I'm not giving myself as many injections as Nick does, but I do actually have injections once a month. I think once a month. I have psoriasis, so I have real bad psoriasis if I don't use the injection medication.
I don't know, you had psoriasis.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like real bad. Like real. I mean, it's actually not bad now because I'm taking the medication. But if I don't, like, I'll have it from like head to toe. It's bad.
Really.
Oh, wow. Oh yeah. So I use actually. Ironically, I actually have my.
I got scared for a second. You're about to show us your ass. Like,
he was talking about bleach earlier, so I don't know.
I actually have to inject two of these every time they come in, so it's called Cosyntix.
Okay.
Cindy Lauper does the commercials.
Yeah, she does. That's right.
Yeah, Cosyntix.
Now, like,
she was on the WebEx today, too, by the way, with Josh Gad.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, so I inject two pens a month. So I get them and
that's not bad.
I fire them up. But
are those steroid based?
No.
Okay, good.
No, but I order, and because you have the option to check off, you want the alcohol pads, or whatever. So every time I order it, I order a box of alcohol pads because they pay for it. God!
Sit over here, Chris.
It's an enema.
I'm not clicking it. I order a package every time I get them, and they send me a box of them. I only use two, so I know I have a stockpile of them. Oh. Now I'm clicking it.
Oh, it's not bad.
You pulled out this big, huge shaft for all the people that can't see.
It was a big shaft. It's like an enema size, like, you know, like
very wondering, like
Moon River.
Where do you have
use the whole fist there, Doc?
No, I actually do it like right here in the stomach.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt at all. It's like a spring-loaded pen that just. Yeah, I do make it super dramatic though. I'm like, oh my god, God, I live.
Dude, you should do it like Nick Cage and the Rock, you know, like.
it is not a intro.
It was Nicolas Cage then, though.
It is a sub.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage. What did I say?
Subcutaneous injection. Not unlike your insulin.
Like every action line, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker! Like you just like shoot it in you. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, so
well, it's better than the other way than Matt says.
We have some folks in the chat sharing their psoriasis stories and what's worked for them. I think it was light therapy works for a lot of people. I've tried light therapy. It doesn't work. This is one of those things I can thank my dad for handing down.
Yeah, it's a genetic.
And given to me. Thanks, Dad. But I'll tell you, this stuff works wonders. Because I actually have when you get psoriasis, yes, they make that in a bleach form. But so when you have psoriasis, you can actually you can actually also develop what they call psoriatic arthritis. Mm. So it's actually because arthritis and psoriasis come from the same nerve endings, which is why like this Cosentyx and Humira, you probably have heard those medications. It actually hits the same nerve receptors as arthritis does for the skin condition. So, but you end up getting arthritis, and if I miss an injection, I've already started to feel it in my ankle,
really,
in my fingers. Yeah. Wow. So
Cosentyx, does it have a long list of things that can
of course
side effects?
Everything does. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it makes me curious though, like, because I remember you saying with your son that you know before he was born, you guys had done that where like you kind of like done away with him the probability of him getting cancer.
Cancer, right?
Yep.
Could you do that with psoriasis as well?
Technically, you could, but here's how that works, right? So we were able to do a DNA screening for a specific abnormality, right? Mm. And the mutation. So they run each test that they run is a specific test for an abnormality. So if we had 100 embryos, theoretically, you could run a test for 100 different things, but right. That's based upon what embryos you have and what testing that you do. So technically, you could actually, I could have, if we wanted to go through the whole thing and had the money to do it, we could have found a way to justify DNA screening for a variety of different things. And you can kind of go down to, I mean, scientifically, it's possible to do it, but will the insurance companies cover it is the second question, right? So, like, I mean, to do the testing for my son, that cost like $12,000.
But in the long run.
Out of pocket. Like, that's not what insurance didn't cover that.
Oh, okay. Oh,
right.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
So, but it is what it is. He is the cost of a used car.
He's more than that.
He's so much more than that. He's so cute. He's one.
Yeah, you hit your birthday.
I know. I can't believe it's. I go, God, I didn't know you said it, but I was like, fuck, one already.
Yeah, yeah. So he turned one on Friday. So we had our little birthday party for him on that we originally had scheduled for the backyard on Saturday. We had it in our kitchen, in which he crushed his cake and everything. But we also had, as you guys probably saw, the my post on Facebook. I got the fucking swing set installed.
Oh, you did a great job putting it together.
Thank you very much.
You really screwed that together.
I'll tell you though, to clear the air, I didn't lift a finger, and it was worth every fucking penny. It took two professionals.
It's awesome.
10 and a half hours to build.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of patience.
Yeah. No thanks.
Do we need this bridge? Fuck that. We need a slide.
The thing is fucking badass, though. It is so obnoxious and amazing at the same time. But my daughter loves it. My son still kind of indifferent. Doesn't really give a shit.
He's one.
Yeah. He's gonna grow into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what, like, you know. I fully agree with you letting someone else do it, because shit, 10.5 hours, that would take me like a week or more. You know, like, it just didn't work, you know.
It was insane. I got tired watching them do it.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there flipping burgers on the grill.
Well, it's just like, you know, I know I told you guys, it's like when I moved to LA, I went to IKEA, which I'd never been to an IKEA before. You know, I bought a bed and a couch and a chair and a desk and all this stuff. And they're like, oh, for $150, we'll come to your house and you know, put it all together. And I was like, oh, that's it? Okay. And I didn't think anything about it. They had that, like, all of it assembled, ready to go in 30 minutes. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Holy
that
shit.
It would have taken you a whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do it myself.
Well, the IKEA furniture, I kind of find fun to put together.
Me too, Joe.
I don't find it fun, but I'm just like, You want to help? You're insulting me by saying that. Well, you don't think I can do it?
Yeah.
So I can do it. Okay. Fuck off.
I actually have it right here. So this is the manual that came with the swing set, right? It says here, average two-person assembly time, 20 hours. These guys did it in 10 and a half.
That's just the average.
That's the average. These guys did it in 10 and a half because that's literally what they do.
Right.
It looks awesome.
It does look awesome. I gotta give you credit.
Yeah. But yeah, it's funny. I posted that. Everyone's like, you did such a good job. And I had to respond. I'm like, I didn't do shit.
I said,
fuck it. Let people believe I did it.
Just take all the compliments.
Exactly. No, but the only problem is that people are going to see that and people in your area go, hey, Chris, can you come help us put this? You did such a good job.
Too busy to do that Apple work.
I paid $590 to have the thing fucking installed.
Totally worth it now.
That's not bad.
Speaking of construction, did you guys see the corporate espionage that Jack did? He went over and knocked off the fire hydrant in his backyard.
Yeah. I saw that.
He does not want people moving into his backyard. He's just over there. You know.
It is funny because my son-in-law was picking up his son, my grandson, and all of a sudden I see out the window. I go, what the fuck are they doing now? Are they hosing up because they're building the road? I go, they hose. I go, there's shit. All this shit's going. So we go out there. I go, oh fuck! They hit a fire hydrant, and the guy's sitting on the Caterpillar, whatever it is. He said that looked like fuck me. At least the water was blowing that way and not away, towards our house.
True.
I mean, another.
It was a really great alibi that you had your son-in-law like at the time there, like just convenient enough.
That's that guy that's like the creeping on Jack, you know?
Exactly. Same one. But yeah, the guy's like then they're coming over, and the people are. There's like five or six of them there. I didn't fucking do it because they're yelling at each other. I didn't fucking do it. I didn't fucking do it. It was funny because it was a mess. There was mud. They had to clean out the drains because there's, you know, all this water. An hour later, it was clean. You couldn't even tell.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
They cleaned it because there's been some complaints about, you know, some of the, like the water. They're building a pond next, right behind that is a pond. You couldn't see it, but there's a pond, and all the water's going to run through. When overflow is going to run through our backyard, because there's a little creek that goes through there to our pond here.
I would.
There's nothing I can fucking do.
More dirt. Just keep shoveling dirt in.
Well, the problem is, it's fucked up. But so many people complain because every time it rains heavily, and they drain it. All these, they have like 10 or 12 people out there inspecting the water and how it flows out.
You know, I mean, it's something that like they don't, I mean, I know that they consider it or it's taken into account, but bullshit, it's never taken into account.
No.
There's, you know, where I drive, which is a very short country drive to my work. And, you know, they slowly build in all of these other like large factory buildings basically. Right. And so they put one in, they put a retention pond in for it. Doesn't matter because they put it so close to the road that all of a sudden now you can actually see when it's heavy rain where it just like appears on the other side of the road. And during winter, that shit just blows across there and creates ice right in that spot that there was no ice. So you've created, because of your faulty planning and your management of the land, you have created a road hazard and a water hazard for the animal shelter that is right across the street. And it's just like, okay, well, there's nothing, you know, it's just, it's unfortunate that it just.
You're saying the road they're working on right now is connecting to our street. We were at the dead end and we're like, I don't understand why are we connecting the street? There's no reason for anybody in this area, this new complex, to go this direction. It's on a slope. The drains they have, I said, you know, when it rains heavy, all that water is just going to go across our lawn. I go, because it's a slope. And plus now people race through our street, even though it's a dead end, they're going to come flying. I go, someone's going to get killed. I go, there's no way we can have our grandkids out there. There's no way.
It's time to sell.
Well, I've got to wait for them to build the complex.
Come on, move up north. Let's hang out.
Property value is going up, but I can't hang out because it's social distancing. I can't even be.
Yeah, but you can get a medical card.
Oh, that's true.
My dad sent me a house that went up for sale on Saturday on Zillow. down just one city down from where I live. He's like, oh, this one would be good. Like, this one's good. It's got everything you want. You know, I was like, oh, thanks, Dad. Drove down there on Sunday, called my realtor. I was like, hey, let's take a look at this one. Okay. It was already sold less than one day. Because, like, everything in this area, if it's within the range that most people are comfortable with paying, it's gone like that.
Well, it's like something. It's like California. That you put a house up for like $700,000, it's probably going to go for $780,000, $790,000 in like a week because people get no bidding war.
Yeah. This one they had listed for $625,000, and within, like I said, less than 24 hours, it was already sold. And then all it said on the thing was accepting higher offers now. You know, I was like, but it's already under contract, but we'll accept higher offers.
What a dick move.
Yeah, it was. But I was just like, shit.
I forgot to say, I am going to call the city and request speed bumps.
You just go out there. You know, you have a friend who is an artist. He can just go out there and paint an optical illusion of a speed bump there.
Kind of like the Roadrunner.
Yeah.
Or no, the Coyote did for the...
Right, yeah, exactly. Like just a big black or put up a big metal fence. So that's
I just don't understand the road going through it. Like I said, they haven't told us to move our fence because our fence is on their property, in our backyard. But my wife's theory is because we're going to lose so much of the backyard, and it really doesn't affect us because it's not land we're using anyway because it's all trees and all that crap. But still, so I figure, well, as long as they don't complain about that, I'm not going to complain about that. But if they do say, hey, you got to move your fence, I'm like, fuck that. You're taking up half my land in the back there. So, but it's been, they've been working on it for like 6 months, 7 months, and nothing about the fence. But they are. This pisses me. I hate this crap. They're got to dig up some cables for AT&T and all these different. Well, they keep painting our grass and our driveway. You know, little marks. We got like five different lines, different color lines going across our driveway. They never ask. They just do it.
Okay.
So I walked out. Yeah. It's because you have every property has a right of way, and it's usually within 10 feet of the curb. And so that's, if it's within that, then they can do whatever they want with it.
Well, the other day they connected to our internet wire so they can trace the other. I go, what the fuck are they doing out there? So I walk out there. I go, what are you guys doing? Well, we're going to put on, it's easier. I go, okay, just wanted to know what you guys were doing.
Do you know
what color? My internet.
Do you know what color the paint was?
It's orange, yellow, red, blue, and.
That's everything, yeah.
Yeah.
That's gas, water.
So, yellow is gas, red is electric, green is sewer, blue is water, orange is telecommunications.
Nick has it on a post-it note right on his.
It's because I'm currently making a map. That I have to do all that. So that's why I know what they are.
And then there was a lady out there a couple days ago doing it. I said, yeah, what are you doing? She goes, oh, we're just paying. I go, okay, just wanted to know what you were doing.
You know,
but everyone keeps telling me they can do whatever they want. I'm like,
hey, that's, you know what? You can also property. Do whatever. You can also do whatever you want, Jack. And you just go out there with your own spray paint and you like make your own, like, you know, you don't even have to be artistic about it. It's just like another slash, another slash, another slash.
That's a big difference between New England and some of these newer neighborhoods. It actually happens here as well. But like, oh, look, you're falling back to the stars. So how'd you do that? That's pretty rad.
There's a green screen on this.
No, right? I didn't realize that. A lot of the neighborhoods that up here are really old neighborhoods, been around for, you know, hundreds of years. And they didn't do the whole underground electric. They didn't do the underground telecommunications. So we still rely upon a lot of the power line stuff to deliver all that to our houses. So like the only things that actually get in the way are sewage and water. Mm. That's pretty much it. And a lot of the neighborhoods up here
this shit gets in your way.
Yeah. And a lot of the neighborhoods up here actually aren't on sewer. They're on septic, which is what unfortunately I have. I just booked to have mine pumped next week.
Nice. Yeah. Homeowner
stuff. Homeowner stuff. Pump my poop.
It's better than it backflowing through your toilet. So.
That sounded terrible.
I
did tell the lady I talked to because they put all these flags in my grass marking where the things. I said, because for like 4 or 5 months, we don't have to mow the lawn because it goes dormant, but now it's starting to. I said, are you going to put any flags in the grass? She goes, oh, no. I go, it's good because I'm going to pull all these out by end of the week and throw them away because I got to start mowing my lawn. She goes, you have to do whatever you have to, sir. Ah. I go, okay, because I'm not putting them back. I'm ripping them up and I'm throwing them in the trash. And she goes, okay, sir. Okay. I'm just like, what am I supposed to do with all these fucking flags?
So yeah, here's the scenario. So this could have gone two different ways, right? So Jack could have told the story that he goes out there and gets lip from the person of telling them that he has to keep them there, to which he would yell and be upset about. This story, he went out and she pretty much said, okay, you can do whatever you want. And he's still fucking angry about it. Like, she gave you the answer you wanted to hear.
That was her first fucking mistake, because she should have known me coming out there. I was already pissed that she says, I don't know. I was nice at the end. I said, well, I'm just going to throw them away. I just want to let you know. You have a blessed day. I never said
have that. A blessed day.
I did have someone call me boss the other day, because I went to Starbucks for Cindy, and he goes, here you go, boss. I go, God, I hate that term.
I'll just call you head.
Stop calling me boss.
Okay,
I don't like to be called boss. I'm sorry. I'm not your fucking boss.
What about Chief, man? Hey, Chief.
I'm with you, Jack. Like, that happened to me at the airport once. I was checking my bag. He's like, okay, boss. Okay, but I'm like, do I work for the airline?
It's almost like it's like, you know, like Cool Hand Luke or, you know, the Plantations. It's like, I don't want to be called boss. I don't want it.
Why are you talking with a man with no eyes, Jack?
Matt looks like he's about to drop the hottest emo album of 2020 right now.
It looks like you got it's like a 60s show, because it looks like there's wires hanging, whatever that thing is right here. It looks like there's wires hanging from it.
I can make it darker where I just have like space as pupils, which is really fucking weird.
I think you see, like, yeah, that. Is that your painting? The one.
What's that?
Is that a part of your painting? The one thing that's in the gold in the back?
Yes. Uh huh. Yeah, that's a sunset. So.
It was weird when you got closer to the screen, though. It looked like a bullet hole was opening up in your forehead.
You look like Lincoln there for a second.
Yeah. Very, very holy.
Thanks.
Lincoln or Kennedy. I guess either one would work, right?
Back and to the left.
You guys are so dark.
Now Chris is doing it.
Yep. You discovered.
Yeah. Look at that cool new living room. Transparent. Yeah.
All right. Now, how do I do it?
There is a lot of cool background screens out there now, and so I know Star Wars released some.
A bunch of Star Wars. Yeah.
Studio Ghibli released some. Are you going to tell us your stand up bit now? You get your brick wall there behind you.
God, I fucking need a haircut.
We get it.
Go out and protest already. God.
I'm not kidding.
You don't have people protesting up there?
Not nearly as. I mean, there are some, but it's not. It's a sub headline from them in the news. Not a big deal.
They're too busy injecting things in their ass.
Injecting things in their ass. Who injects things in their ass? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't get me wrong. Boston has its fair amount of shortcomings with the society up in this state. But I'll tell you that they don't have a shortcoming that is with medical knowledge. And we have quite a bit of that in a very small.
Well, Cape Codders, though, did petition to.
I know. Fuckers.
Keep all you riffraff out.
They did. Well, no, it's like Slimer Jack. So the Cape Cod petition was actually designed to keep New Yorkers in.
Look at my eyes, I'm the devil.
It's so weird.
Keep the New Yorkers, which are worse. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
That's awesome.
You're like
sweet
the thing.
Shirt, dude.
How do you guys?
I don't know how you got the shirt.
Like that. I have a blue shirt on. I can probably do that too.
You go to camera mic.
Okay. That's right. I figured that was really the only option.
We do this for all of the listeners.
Green screen.
That are watching us live.
All right. Heads up, here we go.
Green screen pictures. Okay. Got it. Let's try it. Oh, there's bricks.
Yeah. Bricks. You can add your own too if you need to. So
okay, cool.
That's where I came up with the Star Wars stuff for myself. So
it's still a normal screen. Okay.
I'm sure this is great audio.
I know.
I'm going to shoot you with my brick laser eyes.
Seriously, you guys look like the thing. There's something really bizarre. So this is a.
Oh,
you got a Lost logo. Nice.
He does. That's cool.
Yeah, this is good.
There you go.
You bunch of weirdos.
You know,
look at my eye.
Next week, we're going to be like
the fact that I ate a gummy about 40 minutes ago.
That is the one thing that you being in Massachusetts that I'm really jealous about. Yeah. So is the medical legal marijuana. So.
Yep. I win.
I win.
It's not a fucking competition. Kayla says that all of this is terrifying to please stop. Or she's going to take her business.
Oh, that one's bad.
Oh, yeah. Why is
the charger still there, though? It's just funny.
It's weird. Yeah, it's so weird.
Here's the new swing set.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can see.
I completely lost any desire to podcast anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's just all going to be green screens. Well, on that note, we don't have anything else to discuss. You know, we're about an hour and 30 minutes. This is where we're about 30 minutes late of Jay actually canceling the show. Thanks. I'd like to thank Jay for showing up.
Mm-hmm.
He was. You look sick as fuck. Like. Chris.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
Yeah. No, Jack, you look actually better.
Of course. Well, yeah.
I can't.
There's the next Rob Zombie video down there, and Chris.
He does look like it.
I line up my teeth at the fence. It looks pretty cool. Hang on,
you. I've never thought you looked more like Chris Pratt than right now. Don't know how that's possible. Anyway, if you
we have to go back. We have to go back, Dave.
I feel like we could talk for another half an hour.
Oh, yeah. It's only 10:30.
But Chris has got to take some more gummies, fall asleep.
I think I'm fine. What I'm gonna do for the next 2 hours. I'm going to host a StreamYard call for the next 2 hours.
Just so that you can play around with your. It works even. The green screen part works even better on Zoom, I've noticed.
This is pretty good, though. I mean, this is a.
Speaking of gummies, did you guys see that video of that dad who was cleaning his desk and he had a bunch of gummies, actual, you know, like gummies on his. And he's just cleaning it. And he's like, he just ate them all. Because he was trying to clear it out. And the daughter's like, did you eat all these? He's like, yeah. She's like, dude, you're going to trip like crazy. He's like, I'm fine. I'm a big man. He's like, no, you're going to like be freaking out. And the next thing you know, it clips to like him on the bed. Just like, I'm floating. I'm like,
yes. So he got draked.
He got draked, yeah. He was jammed, yeah.
That's how you do it. That's how you get draked for sure. So.
You guys like my new shirt? Jeez. It's trippy that it goes through his mouth. It's like, why does it go through his mouth?
My teeth. It actually kind of reminds me of the photobomb picture, Jack. I got to line that up perfectly. Hang on. Where is
I am now Jack. That is some nice shit. We seriously, the last 10 minutes is just going to be us with the green screen. So
I got a floating head.
If you're listening to the audio of this,
you have to blame Matt on this because
if you're just like, fuck these guys playing with their green screens, you can go onto YouTube, check out the Ramblecast, just search RCAD. You can see what we're talking about. So, on that note, though, we should close out the show here. And it always takes me 10 minutes to do so. I already mentioned what you can buy on jandjack.com/Amazon. If you want to get your copy of Goonies or maybe your own green screen, you know, buy a green shower curtain. Maybe this will work even better for you.
Trying to get a lock's head there. I know, I've considered it.
You could also
just... I become John Locke. Don't tell me what I can't do.
We are. So if you have lasted this long, and we appreciate you for doing so, because we know
I'm not staying here, Jack. I'm not staying. I'm going with you.
That's what I want to watch. It's just like Jack acting out every character.
Damn it, Kate! Run!
Nick's just like, can we please just end this show?
No, oh, I'm trying. Art. Come on, I'm artist trying to boy. Find an acceptable.
Come on, photo. Artist boy. Let's wrap up this show.
You're trying to find an acceptable thing to share as your background because exactly. Everything on your screen or on your desktop is just porn.
It is.
I mean, that's fine. That's, So let's see. You have a couple different ways to help us out, all four of us or the other people in the Jan Jack podcast here. You can send us an email. We'd appreciate that. Our rcadcast@gmail.com. That's our email. You can rate and review us. You can become a patron member at any level. $1 to $100 will take it all and disperse it evenly.
But I don't think you take it all.
Well, Jack does. So he like sits on this like he's basically got a Scrooge McDuck pile with all of his patron money.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute, Chris. A couple of patrons that make this show possible. I'd like to mention them because you know they want us to. I said, can we just not? And they're like, no, you must do the names, Matt. And I was like, okay. I was trying to come up with another theme tonight. You know, if you check it out, the Owen and Beru's theme, it's a little bit spacey. thanks for joining us, Jackson. We have Terror Tack, Evil Eckhart, Malicious Maggie. I don't have another one for Ed. Ed's just already the creepy letter carrier. Darkly Drake. What's an evil name for Joanne? Justice Joanne?
Justice Joanne.
Yeah, I mean, I that's not scary. I was trying to come up with scary names.
It's scary.
And Gorgeous Greg. No, that's not a scary name. Gregarious Greg. No. Goonies Greg. That works. Nailed
there
it.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us and the show and all of the feed. I'm sorry, Sherry, you came late to the show. You didn't miss much. It was basically just one long hour of Jack talking about like being at Costco. Matt Triest, Randy, Kayla, Chris Skypeck, thanks for joining us. I'm trying to think of Miami Mike. No, seriously, Chris Skypeck. I really John the UPS guy, really beating out Ed the letter carrier. Chris, is it Lydon or Lydon? JP, who was on the show earlier, don't know if you're still there, but and if I missed anybody else, Janice or the random Matthew guy that wanted to know where we worked. Screw you. You don't know how I make money. I make money my own way.
I'm alive. Don't bury us. I'm alive.
All right, I'm gonna end this. It was a great show, kids. It was 1 in 6,000. So you're still muted, Chris. Just to let you know,
I feel like Christopher Lloyd from Roger Rabbit.
You remember me, Eddie? When I killed your brother?
Have I been muted this entire fucking time?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, fantastic!
If you've said some things, I like
really funny things that you guys didn't laugh at.
They were podcasting gold.
It was as if you were speaking behind or in front of a brick wall. So
what is that thing there?
That's the thing that you do.
Doing that thing you do. I mean, it looks like a toy.
It's the ghost.
It's actually Jay as a cartoon figure, or the ghost. One of the two.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you everyone for joining us live. We really do appreciate it. We'll be back next week. I don't know if Jack's going to call it a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Might have to be Wednesday again. I don't know.
We'll see. But well, Tuesday
Survivor, I think, spoke two. I don't know where we're at here. I think Survivor's 2 hours
thing over. Am I right, Chris?
May 13th, Survivor's over. Westworld's over next week. Survivor's over in like 3 weeks. So I'll be open.
Me, we don't watch Survivor.
I've survived.
I've survived this long. This was a great show until we discovered green screen.